Welcome to The Marriage Fix, where Christian married couples allow God to repair their union. I'm James.
And I'm Katrina.
Coming to the tool shed. We come to you every week with podcasts on how to build a kingdom marriage. So tune in with your spouse and let them know that your union is about to be leveled up.
Here at The Marriage Fix, our goal is to shed some light on what really goes down in marriage.
That's right.
You'll hear our story, the good, the bad, and the light at the end of the tunnel. You'll hear how we overcame our struggles and how you and your spouse can thrive in marriage again. Yes, it is possible.
It is possible.
Right, babe? You're already encouraged because you're listening to our podcast.
That's right.
We want to inspire and empower healthy married couples out there to stay in their union. Remember the covenant you made with God, and we're rooting for you every step of the way.
That's right. And here's the deal. We are Christian followers. We believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, His living word, and the Holy Bible. Restoring marriages is our ministry, and you'll be hearing the word of God every single podcast.
Yeah. So this is the Marriage Fix podcast, honey.
Yes, honey.
We are doing it. Finally.
On our 2-year marriage anniversary.
Yeah, happy
anniversary. And you won't let me put my legs on you.
Yeah, because I'm focused. I'm in focus mode. Like, I have to monitor everything.
You can't do that with my legs on you?
You can try. Thank but I don't want to be distracted. I don't want to be distracted. I don't want to distract anybody else.
Yes. That's cozy. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome. You have feet all on the camera.
Okay, now it's not anymore.
Appreciate that. Well, again, this is The Marriage Fix. Our very first episode, season one, episode one, and we are very happy to have you. I am James, and this is?
I am Katrina.
My lovely wife.
Wife, yes.
Indeed. So, yeah, what do you think about the intro, babe? I worked really hard on the intro. What do you think about it?
Babe, you did an amazing job. It is perfect. It's absolutely perfect. I love it.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate
that. Couldn't be any
better. All right. So, yeah, this is The Marriage Fix, and this episode is the first one. And we are actually coming to you to talk about apology. Apology in marriage. Apology in marriage. And why do you think apology is so important in marriage, babe?
Because it's an act of humility. It's an act of humility. You can even go as far as to say it's sacrifice. You're laying down the sword of whatever quarrel and disharmony is there. Mm-hmm. You are laying down pride.
Mm-hmm.
And you're laying down anger. And you're seeing the bigger picture of your union in that moment. In that moment, it's not about the disagreement or the offense or even the accusation, whatever the disharmony may be at the moment. You realize that your union, that your love for Christ, that God in the center of the marriage, and your relationship with God and your relationship with each other is bigger than whatever is upsetting you at the moment.
Absolutely.
And you yield to that.
Absolutely. And that's why we really can't let marital disagreements push us into sin.
That's right.
We can't let arguments, disharmony push us into sin, because that's exactly what quarreling does. A person who loves quarreling also loves sin, because you cannot quarrel in sin.
That's right, baby.
The enemy wants an open door into your relationship, and that's one of the easiest ways for him to get in is through quarreling, disagreements. And I was thinking about it. You know, when you get married, you are becoming one flesh.
Right.
So you're different people. So there's going to be different times where you have disagreements, you know, you have different backgrounds, things like that, but you can't allow it to separate you. You can't allow it to be the thing that divides. You know what I mean? So he wants to open doors. So that's what happens. The differences can create arguments and things like that. But good sense makes one slow to anger, and it is to his glory to overlook an offense. That was in Proverbs 19.
That's 11. Good, honey.
So we have to have really good sense. We have to look at where we are mentally and just be slow to anger, operating from the fruits of the Spirit. What do you think about that?
I think that's amazing. And I think I agree. 100%.
Yeah. So that's one thing that we really have to kind of get over. And if you do get to a situation where you are offended or you have made an offense, that's where the apology comes in. That's where it's time to apologize and repent. Those are the things that puts alignment back into your relationship. Those are the things that put things back to where it needs to be and close that door. Because again, the enemy wants to open door to your marriage. But you can avoid it through apologies and repentance.
That's right, honey.
And I think about how we are, you know, how a lot of times me and you have disagreements and things like that. And you are so quick to come to me and be like, "Bae," and just to put things back where it needs to be at, you know, even if you feel even if things are not on you or it's on me, you're very quick to squash it. I remember when we first met, I asked your mom, what was one of the qualities about you? And she said that you will not let something just sit and fester, that you will come and put a calm on it. Even if you don't, even someone doesn't want to talk about it, you're going to bring it to them to where it can be squashed.
That's right. Oh, we talking about it. We squashing it.
Absolutely.
Right now, today, tonight. Don't let the sun set on your anger, is what's in the word. And try not to go to sleep on your anger. That's not in the word, but it's good. It's a good quote to live by.
Absolutely. So don't let the holding of an apology keep you from the giving of a blessing. Your heart be hardened, and the opposite of a blessing is a curse.
Right.
The opposite of a blessing is a curse. Don't let the holding of an apology be your curse and an open door for the enemy.
And thank you, baby. I appreciate that compliment.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that observation.
Absolutely. So Matthew 5:9 says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." So we are called to be peacemakers. In the example that I was talking about with you, you are a peacemaker. And that is a quality that we all need to have in our relationships and in our marriage. Do you agree with that, Bae?
I do agree.
Absolutely. So let's look at this. Apology. The definition of apology is a regretful acknowledgement of an offense or failure. So again, we really have to get our heads around what apology is. An apology doesn't always mean that you're wrong. It doesn't mean that you've done something wrong. It just means that you value your relationship. It just means you value your marriage. And what I've learned about marriage from you and the Holy Spirit is that marriage, Bae, is like oil. It's like the oil that goes inside a transmission. You can't drive a car and not change the oil.
Right.
You burn the engine up, literally.
Right. Oh, you will?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
You have to keep the oil in the car because the oil is a fluid that keeps everything running smoothly. It runs smoothly. It goes through the whole car. It keeps everything lubricated and things like that. And so that's the same way apology works inside of a marriage. because you have to know what's going on under the hood of your marriage. Mm-hmm. It's paramount because mm-hmm. you don't want to look up and then be on the side of the road, on the road, because you didn't change your oil.
Right.
Just as a marriage, you don't want to not apologize, allow things to fester up, and then look up and you're in divorce court.
Right.
Right. So maintenance keeps you on the road. Neglect makes you careless.
That's powerful.
Baby. I'm going to say it again. Maintenance keeps you on the road, but neglect makes you careless.
That's good, babe.
That was made by me. That was a quote by me. It wasn't a quote by Confucius or nobody. That came from your husband.
Well, you have the best quotes, babe.
Oh, thank you, honey. But again, apologies like oil. Oil was designed to lubricate engine parts to reduce friction, clean the car, clean the engine, cool and protect the engine. That's what it's made for. And there's different kinds of oil. There's synthetic oil. I'm not a mechanic, but just to give you a backdrop, there's different kinds. You have different vehicles and things like that. So same way with marriage. Everyone's marriage is different,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
The economy of it is different.
Right.
But the foundation of it is still the same. It's the exact same. So it doesn't really matter what it looks like. It's just these are principles that you have to kind of go by.
Right.
So you can't drive a car and not change the oil. It would damage the engine. And again, it's fuels that keeps everything running smoothly. And apology works the same way in marriage. Mm-hmm. But again, apology does not mean you're wrong or the other person is right. It just means you value your marriage more than your ego, which is your flesh.
Okay.
Which That's is your flesh. Thing. So we have to work on this together. Husband and wife works on this together, because it's not just one person all the time.
That's
you know,
right.
Both people have to work on this. But apology is not about just saying something. It's not a duty to get the oil light check off. You know how you get inside the car? Like, do you remember I was driving to work? I don't know if I was talking to you or if I was doing like a...
No, you were doing a video.
I was doing a video.
Yeah. And I was looking at that actually today. It was quite funny because of the face you made when the noise came on.
Yeah, I was just driving and I was doing a video. A lot of times I do this while I'm driving. But as I was doing it, the engine light came on. And it ding, 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 ding.
Mm-hmm.
An alert message came up and it said that... I forgot what the message was. But anyway, the oil light, the engine light actually came on. So it's not about just doing something to make the engine light go off. Apology does something to you. It's a form of denying self. Like you said earlier when we first started the podcast, it's about denying self. So Christ can come into a situation to take over and fill that space. Because God can't step in to something. He can't step in where Satan has not been kicked out.
Say that again, babe.
God can't step in where Satan has not been kicked out.
Y'all hear that? So good, babe.
But why is it so hard for us to apologize? A guy named K.G. Charleston said a stiff apology is a second insult. We don't want to do things just to do it, just to satisfy someone else. Again, this is something that happens, and it's for us. It is for us. This is one reason why a lot of people have a hard time moving on, because the person that has wronged them, they have moved on. But it's the person that's holding on to all the stuff that's holding them back. So again, this is something right. for you. But the main thing that holds people back is pride. Pride is the one thing that holds them back from giving an apology, babe.
And you know, also touched on a very good topic, honey. You know, we all have, you know, you can tell when an apology is not genuine. And a stiff apology. Think about that, you guys. Like, when you're in the middle of an argument with someone and they're like, well, I'm sorry. And it's like, that just feels like a continuation of the argument. Mm-hmm. That's not even received. You could.
Yeah, I know you're sorry.
Yeah. I mean, we know in our heart, in our spirit, when an apology is genuine, when it's heartfelt. And if you're going to be stiff about it, you may as well not even apologize at all. So definitely check your heart space. I mean, this is such a good lesson, babe. It's such a good lesson because it goes so deep.
Nice. Appreciate that. Yeah, but pride is actually, when we look at pride, it's undue confidence in a situation. It's one's own skill, in one's own skill. Accomplishments, states, possessions, or positions. Some of the synonyms for pride include arrogance, conceit, self-satisfaction, boasting, high-mindedness. It is the opposite of humility.
That's right.
Pride is the rebellion against God. That's what got the enemy thrown out of heaven was pride.
That's right.
Proud persons do not think it's necessary to ask for forgiveness because they do not admit their sinful condition or wrongs.
Make sure that's not you all.
We're going deep this morning.
That's right.
Apology, pride. If you're not apologizing, you have to ask yourself, am I being prideful? Am I being prideful?
Right.
Proverbs 11:2 says, when pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. With humility comes wisdom. And Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall.
I mean, there's so much in those two verses, those last two. Wow. Will you read that again, babe?
When pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom. Pride.
It sends chills down my spine because it's, we all know whether we've witnessed in our lives that happened, that happening to others, or even if it's happened to ourselves, I can tell you, God is true to his word, and I see it. You know, I've witnessed it in my own life when I've had pride. It came before humiliation. It came before a fall. And I've seen it in others. And that's something we want to be careful of. It's not that serious, you know, just to lay your pride down. The whole point in your union, when you say your vows, you're vowing to serve one another, to love and cherish and serve one another for the rest of your life. And pride cannot live. It cannot stay in the same space. So it's really something to ponder and think about, babe. I agree.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But the thing about pride, you know, and again, the apology is that we want to operate from the fruits of the spirit, because the fruits of pride in marriage is division. The enemy, again, wants a foot. The Bible says, don't give the enemy a foothold. And the enemy wants a foothold, and he gets that through division. He wants to divide, conquer and divide in your marriage, in your relationship. So he does that through division. Without wood, a fire goes out. Without a gossip, a quarrel dies down. As charcoal to embers and as wood to fire, so is a quarrelsome person for kindling strife. That's Proverbs 26:20-21. But division, any kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and a house divided against itself will fall. Luke 11:17. and hatred stirreth up strife, but love covereth all sins. Mm. So we are due to love in our disagreements, love in our times that we are not seeing eye to eye. Mm-hmm. Again, going back to being slow. Those are the things, because if you're not, the flesh wants to solve your problems. It wants to solve your problems, and it wants to get victory. And it does that through four different ways, through division. Mm-hmm. It distracts us from our marriage. It ties us to our self-efficiency, mm-hmm. which is our flesh. Mm-hmm. Harms our witnessing to the world and steals mm-hmm. our blessings. Mm-hmm. That's what division does.
Mm. It's a lot of negative things.
It's a whole lot of negative things. A lot of
negative things, honey.
But again, division, it distracts us from our marriage. Mm-hmm. So it opens the door for our attention to be on other things rather than our marriage.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It allows our attention to be wandered mm-hmm. to other things in our marriage.
Right.
Ties us to our self-sufficiency. So doing things for yourself, by yourself, and it harms our witnessing to the world. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're called to do as married couples.
Right.
And that's what the apology is basically about. Again, there is a lot of married couples that are not witnessing to the world. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't have a foundation. They don't have anything to look at of what marriage looks like. Mm-hmm. They don't have an example. And they don't have that example because they're not being witnessed to.
Right.
They don't have that. So I've been fortunate to have that. Again, today is my parents' anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Along with ours.
Yes, 49 years.
49 years. So a good shout out to my folks.
Yes.
So I've had that.
Such a blessing.
Absolutely. And lastly, division steals our blessings. And this comes from the form of, you know, generational curses, things like that, open doors, word curses that we put on ourselves. So it all comes from division. So we really want to, you know, get our head around being slow to anger and apologizing when there's been an offense. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
But hatred stirs up conflict, but love covers all wrongs. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 10:12. Mm. As we look at the scriptures, we can see that it keeps talking about love. Mm-hmm. It keeps talking about love. We are due to love.
That's right.
So how do we overcome pride in marriage? We do that through humility, babe. Humility.
That's right, baby.
That's how we overcome pride.
So good.
Humility. Mm. Humility. Okay. Mm. And that just means the state of being humble. Humble has its origin from the Latin word humilis, mm-hmm. meaning low. Mm-hmm. Lowering yourself. Mm. Lowering yourself. Mm. And that's one thing that us as men, one thing is as we do as men is that when we ask a woman to marry us, we lower ourselves. Mm. We get on one knee mm-hmm. and humble ourselves into taking you as our wife. Mm. But it's humbling ourselves, creating the environment for a wife to submit to us in marriage. So, but true love comes from humility. And love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It's not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It's not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in truth. Love bears all things, believe all things, hope all things, and endures all things. 1 Colossians 3:4-7. So that's game right there. That's telling you how to be humble, how to respond in the difficult times of offense, etc. Would you agree?
I do, baby.
All right.
That's right.
And so that's what we do. But true love, again, true love comes from the fruits of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. We must dissipate through true love, the kind of love that keeps you married, not the kisses and endorphins, the stuff that feel good.
That's good, babe.
We depend on flesh's language of love for approval. When you disagree, you are not in approval. You are in disagreement. So it takes a different kind of love in those situations.
That's powerful.
But most of all, continue to show deep love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sins.
Amen.
1 Peter 4:8.
Amen.
But when you do get the apology, here's what catch a lot of people up to, bae, is that they must forgive. Must forgive when you do get the apology.
That's an entirely different, like we can go on a whole another podcast about that. So deep. That's
absolutely
good, babe. That's good.
That's good. For if you forgive others for their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Mm-hmm. But if you do not forgive others for their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Matthew 6:14-15.
That's good.
So it's in the Word. We must forgive each other and be kind to each other, sympathetic, forgiving each other as God has forgiven you through Christ.
That's right.
Ephesians 4:32. And therefore, let's keep on pursuing those things that bring peace and that lead to building up one another. Mm-hmm. Romans 14:19.
That's right.
So again, peace, peacemaker, like we need to create peace. And we also need to build each other up, not tear each other down. And that's one thing that happens during the quarreling is tearing each other down. So we must be in the habit of building each other up. Apology in your marriage acts in the same way. So we must get to a place where we are doing that.
That's right, baby.
But remember, an apology does something to you. It's a form of denying self and stopping pride. It stops the pride from coming in. So Christ can come into a situation and take over and fill that space. Remember, God can't step in where Satan has not been kicked out.
God cannot step in where Satan has not been kicked out. That is so, so, so brilliant, babe.
Thank you, honey. And offenses. Good sense makes one slow to anger, and it is his glory to overlook an offense. Proverbs 19:11. So, again, be very slow to anger. Be slow to offense. Look over an offense. If you created offense, make your apology. And that is pretty much wrap everything up for our first podcast, babe. What do you think about that?
I think we did great. This was great and it's exciting. I'm excited to do more topics and I can't wait to to work with my life partner, my love.
Absolutely. Appreciate you doing this with me. And again, we appreciate all you guys from listening. This is The Marriage Fix. I am James.
And I'm Katrina.
And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Welcome to The Marriage Fix, where Christian married couples allow God to repair their union. I'm James.
And I'm Katrina.
Coming to the tool shed. We come to you every week with podcasts on how to build a kingdom marriage. So tune in with your spouse and let them know that your union is about to be leveled up.
Here at The Marriage Fix, our goal is to shed some light on what really goes down in marriage.
That's right.
You'll hear our story, the good, the bad, and the light at the end of the tunnel. You'll hear how we overcame our struggles and how you and your spouse can thrive in marriage again. Yes, it is possible.
It is possible.
Right, babe? You're already encouraged because you're listening to our podcast.
That's right.
We want to inspire and empower healthy married couples out there to stay in their union. Remember the covenant you made with God, and we're rooting for you every step of the way.
That's right. And here's the deal. We are Christian followers. We believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, His living word, and the Holy Bible. Restoring marriages is our ministry, and you'll be hearing the word of God every single podcast.